Iran has once again stressed that its missile activities are only for defensive purposes. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman said country's missile tests will not pose any threat to other nations. Bahram Qasemi added the Islamic Republic has spared no efforts in promoting peace and stability throughout the Middle East. He was reacting to the latest remarks by the French foreign minister against Tehran. Jean-Yves Le Drian said Iran's missile program is not only aimed at defending the nation. Top French diplomat also accused Tehran of destabilizing the region and meddling in the affairs of other regional nations. Joining us now out of Toronto is Mr. Eric Wahlberg, author and journalist. Hello, Mr. Wahlberg. It's a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Now, your thoughts on this, Jean-Yves Le Drian, his remark, his accusations against Tehran, what is it based on? And, I mean, and what position are the French in saying such a thing? Have the French not, as much as the English in Washington, maybe even more so, delved in the regional affairs, not in the regional affairs, the global affairs of the international community?
Yes, it's a broken record, Le Drian. He was in Tehran in March, and prior to that, or following that, he said, the ballistic missiles, Iran is proliferating ballistic missiles, and it's unquestionable, its questionable role in the Middle East. Well, the missiles, Yemen is being carpet bombed by the Saudis under U.S. Approval. If Iran is providing arms to the Houthis, but it wouldn't really bother me if they were, because the Houthis are being terribly treated. As for the missiles to Hezbollah, well, if that's true, that's part of Iran's policy of trying to stabilize the Middle East. It's not creating problems in the Middle East, it's trying to solve them. And it's the British bombing last week, Syrian, and it's Americans and Israelis bombing. They are the ones that are causing the instability. I really think there's no grounds for what the French foreign minister said.
Right, but Tehran has rejected allegations that it's supporting in any way the Houthis, you know, other than perhaps moral support. And we don't, I mean, I don't know what the line is on Hezbollah, but I doubt that Iran is giving missiles to Hezbollah. But anyway, but my question to you is, right now, at this point in the juncture, when the French are making these accusations against Tehran, what is it really based on? Has Iran invaded and attacked, per se, a regional country? And when you have Saudi Arabia, which, you know, obviously, you know, is built on an extreme Wahhabi ideology, is being empowered by U.S. missiles, by the billions, the hundreds of billions in purchases. Has Iran not the right to defend itself when it's such an extreme adversary and has been very, very, aggressive toward Iran when it comes to policy, rhetoric, and it's just a neighbor, but it hasn't been a good neighbor for quite some time, and it's loading up on missiles. So for its own defensive capabilities, what right does Iran have not to, you know, boost its own arsenal?
Absolutely, and with France stepping in at this point and with its gripes, it's sour grapes, because Syria was the French colony until the French were booted out in 46, and now Iran was invited back by the legitimate government to help defend itself against the invasion again of the French. Here they're coming back. You know, 100 years later, almost, they're coming back trying to recapture some kind of power. It's pathetic when you see the French stepping in like this. They look very foolish, because they're just following an American agenda and trying to give themselves some credibility where they never had any credibility.
But as a sovereign country, doesn't Iran have a right to have a weapons program?
Of course it does. It's got to defend itself. So I don't know what the French are thinking of. They don't want Iran to have missiles to defend itself. That's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And there's no evidence that Iran is exporting them to anybody. As far, I mean, the rumors are that to the Houthi or to Syria. There's no evidence really of either, and again, it's sour grapes on the part of France, and they look very foolish with their accusations.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Eric Wahlberg, author and journalist out of Toronto, Canada.